Day 29. The giver and the frontline worker are equal partners in God's work. 1 Samuel 30:24, rather an obscure verse. But there was a battle. There was a battle that went on, and there were some people that stayed with the supplies, and some people were on the front lines. There was a great victory, and they were sharing the plunder. And the people said, hey, we were the ones on the front lines. You know, we are not going to share with the people that stayed back with the luggage and the supplies and the food. No, it all needs to come to us. We're the frontline warriors. We're on the front lines. It should come to us. And David made a decree, 1 Samuel 30:24, and he said this, the share of the man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went down to the battle. All will share alike. All will share alike. We've had an opportunity this week to give to what I never even knew existed. It was an NGEL New Testament. You know, I never heard of that before. If I understand it correctly, it's in Arabic. Every NGEL New Testament that was purchased with the money that you've given so far, where's that going to go into the hands of? Who's it going to go in the hands of? Not going to go in the hands of your neighbor. It's going to go to the hands of a Muslim that understands Arabic. Think about it. I mean, it literally, from you, that gift goes into producing that NGEL New Testament. That the only place that can go is into the hands of a Muslim, because they're the only ones that can read it. Now, you may never know who the frontline worker was. You may be disconnected from the victory over here, but not in heaven. In heaven, it's all recorded. The fact that you gave here, and then in the Crescent Project, they made those NGEL New Testaments, and then somebody passed them along to a Muslim, and some of those Muslims received Christ. It's all recorded. It's all the same. We all share equally in that. I was one day talking to a gal in her 80s. Her name was Ressa Siebert. I was asking Ressa about her life. She lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the time I was talking to her. I said, Ressa, how has the Lord used you in your life? I'll never forget her answer. She said, well, the Lord never really did use me. I said, Ressa, what do you mean? She said, well, I was just kind of a mother and a grandmother and a wife, and I kind of helped out a little bit of church, but the Lord's never really used me. Well, you know, I had to help her back up about 50 years, because 40 or 50 years earlier, a fellow named Truman Robertson he was a Baptist pastor in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and he was originally the founder of Honey Rock Camp, but he then went into the pastorate, then he wanted to start another camp, and so he talked to Al and Ressa Siebert. Ressa worked in a factory, and Al was an electrician. The year was 1955. And so Truman shared with Al and Ressa that he wanted to buy this 80 acres of property outside of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, in a little town called McNaughton. I call it McNuthin because there's nothing there. And so he shared this vision with them. And so they went into their savings in 1955 and took out all their savings, $5,000. Now, in 1955, $5,000 would buy a house. But they, in 1955, an electrician and a factory worker went into their savings and took out $5,000 and gave it to Truman Robertson to buy 80 acres of land to start what became ultimately Fort Wilderness Ministries. And for the next 40 years, every month, Al and Ressa sent money to Fort Wilderness. Month after month, year after year, they sent money to Fort Wilderness. And what I said to Ressa that day is, I said, Ressa, I said, in the economy of God, I said, you are the co-founder of Fort Wilderness. You and Al and Truman are the co-founders. She said, no, Truman founded Fort Wilderness. He was the director of the camp. I said, no, not in God's perspective, because he could not have done what he did without you. Without you sending the supplies, it would not have been possible. And I said, Ressa, thousands upon thousands of people have come to faith in Christ, have gotten their lives straight with Christ in that place. And when you die and when you're in heaven, I believe there will be a line a mile long of people waiting to meet Al and Ressa Siebert, co-founders of Fort Wilderness. And she said, you really believe that, Brian? I said, you bet I believe that. That's what the Bible teaches. Those who send the supplies will share equally with those on the front lines. I went to the Urbana Missionary Conference, 1976, 17,000, 18,000 young people, standing up, dedicating themselves to God for Christian service, going anywhere, anytime, any place to tell others about Christ. Only 10% ever went on to the mission field. But 90% had to be senders to get them there. And the Bible says we share equally. We share equally. Realize that your giving isn't just to meet a need, but it's part of a divine plan of God. And ultimately, we all share equally with what happens. That's what 3 John 1:5 talks about, that we work together with others for the truth. In Philippians, again, Paul says, I'm not looking for a gift, but I'm looking for what may be credited to your account.